Hey guys, it's your girl Kwai.
And me.
And we're back with Pink Brunch with Mothers. So today our topic, we're going to be talking about dating as mothers. So for me, right now I'm currently not dating. I feel like this time for me, I'm just using to work on me. But I'm also not stopping any potential candidates, dating as a mom could be so difficult because I feel like, one, you always got to find a babysitter.
Always.
Two, you got to make sure that babysitter is reliable because you can have one damn pick and then last minute, like, oh, I can't. And three, the most annoying part is you got to have funds sometimes for the babysitter to watch your baby. So I just feel like that can be a headache. But also, just like, I think the overall time thing for me is time. Like, I have to work. I have to go to school. I have to have some time for me. Then here comes this guy that wants some time. Now I got to find a babysitter because I have no rule of not meeting my daughter unless I know you had plans on being here for a while. So, I just feel like time is just like an essence and it gets in the way. What about you, Nate? What are your thoughts? Before I get so winded in the conversation, let me see what my partner thoughts are.
So, for me, my baby is only 4 months, so I don't even have dating in the front of my mind. It's not even in the back of my mind. So, it's kind of hard, but I just feel like how you feel, like, number one, you can't have everybody around your child.
Right.
It don't matter. You just can't have nobody around your child. Then, number two is like, you said, the babysitter thing. Who gonna watch my daughter while I'm out here?
Right.
And I don't know. Like, it's something to explore, especially if you're a single mom like Kwai or co-parenting like me. It's something to think about. However, it's so much easier for a guy versus a girl.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing for me worrying as a single mom is dating is the attachment of my child to that person, trying to figure out what's the right time of bringing someone around. Like, you definitely have to date me for a couple months, but then after a couple months, it's like, when do I bring that person around? Because, I also want to be careful. Like, my daughter is a part of this situation too. I don't want her to get attached to someone or get normalized to be around someone that doesn't even know what they're doing. Sometimes guys' only intention is to be one thing, regardless of how they bring it to the table.
It's always one thing.
You know what I mean? And then, as I was talking to my partner, me, the other day, so I was talking to this guy who I used to date, and we're like really good friends now. We were just talking about dating in general. So he was telling me how he was dating this girl, right? And she had this son. And then she said something like, oh, well, I'm going to go take you to the dad and go see your dad. And the little boy's like, all right, I'm going to go see dad. So the short story part of the story is that the little boy thought his dad's real name was dad. Not saying like, oh, that's what you're supposed to call him. And he was saying like, it was just too much dating someone who has a child because, one, you have that person you're dating and the other parent, possibly. Mm-hmm. But then not even that. You have to take on the responsibility of their child. Like, he was saying it as a man. How could you date someone who has a child and not feel the need to take on that responsibility? You know what I mean? Like, you can't say, oh, accept me with my kids or accept me with my bullshit, but then you come with kids and I don't accept your kids. So he was saying, like, I just think he thinks it's wrong for guys who want to date women with kids, but don't feel the need to take on that responsibility. So he was saying, like, that's why he's just over, dating women with children. I thought it was crazy because I'm like, first of all, what? So you're just going to exclude us moms. Like, first of all, bro, you're not even that good of a candidate once. So I had to put him in his place, ladies, for us as mom.
He don't want a baby mom.
Yeah, like, but you got a whole kid though. Man, like, you got a whole kid that you co-parent with. Like, please. But I guess his thing is, because his son is older and he doesn't really have to bring his son around, it's different for someone who has younger kids. But I was like, well, say that then. Don't say that you don't want to date someone with kids. Say you prefer someone that you don't want to date that has younger kids, because 9 times out of 10 when they're younger they have to be around more, versus when they're older they're kind of doing their own thing.
And before I became a mom, I was with a guy who had a child. And it just was like, I don't know how it was for him, but it do get overwhelming having to be around somebody else's child. I'm not even going to lie to you. I have my own child now. She don't go anywhere else, but somebody else's child, you know, you get this attachment, then you got to get that child back.
Yeah.
Or you just got, like you said, it's always another parent. You got to deal with that. It's just, it is a lot. So I kind of understand what he's saying. Because,
I actually prefer to date guys with kids, though.
Nah, I don't want nobody else baby daddy no more.
And I'm going to tell you why. I prefer to date someone who has kids. So let me verify, okay, before I get into this story. You cannot have no more than 2 kids, okay? Why? Because 9 times out of 10, if a guy has more than 2 kids, there's multiple moms, okay? I'm only trying to deal with one. And I'm hoping she's mature enough to understand this whole dynamics.
Or dead.
We're not even going to go there with that. I just prefer you not to have no more than 2 kids. Because, like I said, one, that means 9 times out of 10, not 9 times out of 10, more than likely there are more than one mom. And then there's the financial aspect to it. Like, people don't understand. Oh, they're like, oh, you want a guy with money. It's not about that. If a guy has multiple kids, that means he has to take care of all of those multiple kids.
And hopefully
then all of his bills, and then you're last. Like, no. Because I'm not about to be putting up majority of what's going on. I'm all about a 50-50 relationship, but I'm not about to be dating someone who's more financially obligated than I am.
Right.
Now, to go back to my statement, I prefer someone who has kids because 9 times out of 10, he's going to be kid-friendly. 9 times out of 10, he might have more patience than a guy who doesn't have kids. And then 3, it makes it a little bit more easier of the transition if you have a kid and I have a kid and they can play together. And I love kids. Like, and plus, I'd rather my man come with kids so we don't have to talk about me having kids. Because this is kind of like shut down. So it's like, but not even that. I'm just that type of woman. If I know somebody has kids, I'm going to accept it.
Right.
I just know my limits. I just cannot take someone that has more than 2 kids. Because I know what I can handle and I know what I can't handle. And I feel like if we're together, our financials is one. So I just can't. And I've dealt with somebody before I even had Madison. He had 5 kids. Like, he had 5. And I was fucking with it. Like, you know. But then after a while, it became a financial issue because it was like, oh, my kids need this. We can't do this because, oh, I got to do this for the kids. Oh, this is what my kids' mom. It was just like.
So that's my question to you. If a person did have more than 2, let's say 3 or 4, but they do have the same mom, how would you feel about that?
I feel like 3. Okay, so I want to be clear on what I'm saying because you and I are having this conversation and then right. We're having people listen to this. So again, I will take 3, right? Because I feel like I have a kid. I can't say you can't have kids, but I feel right. Like I have 1. 3 is my max. Even if they had the same mom, and I'm going to say this again, if someone had 3 or 4 kids, they all had the same mom, she's mature, that's fine. It's still the financial aspect.
Right. Okay.
You have 4 children that you have to provide for. You have 4 children that needs clothes, sneakers, food, curricular activities, and you're not even stating how old these kids are. So you have 4 kids that he's obligated to financially. So when it comes down to it, he's going to say, babe, hold on. I have to take care of all 4 of my kids. Once those kids done, then he has to take care of his financial stuff. So that means his house, his car, no, his car insurance or whatever he needs to do. So then when it comes down to us, because I only had 1 and I've been in situations like this where I was putting up a little bit more because I didn't have as much financial responsibility on my end.
Right.
And it became a nuisance because it's like, not from the kid aspect, because I love kids. It was just like, oh my God. It's just like, you have to handle other things. And it's like, I'm putting out more than what I'm getting, but I understand why you can't, if that makes sense.
No, it do make sense. But it's like, I get what you're saying. You like cheating yourself.
Yeah. Like, come on, let's be, I like dollars. Like, I like nice stuff. I like to be romance. I want my man to take me on spontaneous dates. I want him to plan trips. I like nice shit. I have a Louis Vuitton bag. I have a YSL bag. I have an MCM bag. So I want my man. However, everyone's not like me to continue those things. But let's be realistic. If a man has more kids, he has more financial responsibilities. Not even that. As a mature woman, if I'm dating someone at this point, we're coming together at 1. So your bills is my bills. Regardless if you're paying his bills become your bills. Because when you want him to buy something for you, he can't because he has his financial responsibilities. People don't think about that.
No, they really don't.
Stuff like that. And then it's like I said, Nine times. Like, what? How many guys you know that has multiple kids that only got one baby mom? It's rare. It's very rare for someone between our age group of 25 and 30 to find a man who has multiple children over, let's say, two and more that has just one child, a mother with the child.
And then if they do have one mother, it's so many attachments. So, and yeah, that just make it a little bit harder. Like, I ain't falling for it again. I don't want nobody who had a previous attachment that they not over, because then that spills over into your relationship, and I just don't have time for that again. I don't. I really don't. That's why I say I don't want nobody with a kid. I'm sorry. I know I got a daughter. Sorry, but
yes,
I just don't have time, especially if your baby young. Like, my baby 4 months.
Yeah.
So if your baby under one like mine, I'm cool.
Yeah, I just prefer a guy who has kids. To me personally, it just seems easier because we can all do kid-friendly things. For someone who doesn't have kids, they're always on a go. Like, let's do this, let's do spontaneous things. But
and it's like, wait, but I got a child. I gotta make sure I got a babysitter.
I gotta make arrangements.
Yeah, I get that too. I gotta make
arrangements. And not even that. Like I said, my situation is particular because, you know, the father figure isn't around. So right. I worry about bringing a guy around and how attached she, you know, my child would get. And, you know, I've been in a situation where I was dating someone and I had a strict rule of like, you cannot come here unless she's asleep.
Right.
And then it was just like one night I thought she was sleeping. He was up. She was up. And then, you know, they just had an interaction. So, you know, that particular guy started coming around and she got an attachment, and it just like kind of was a little sad for me, because once he and I decided to part ways, like, my daughter continuously asked about him for months. Like, oh, hey, where's this person? Where's that person? And that's what I'm trying to avoid. I'm not trying to have her create this view of, like, it's okay for people to come in and out. Like, that's right. Not okay.
Do not do that to my child. So let me ask you, if he would have asked for your child, would you have still let them continue a relationship without y'all being in a relationship?
Yes, but I would not allow him to take her alone because she's still young.
Oh, no. Yeah. Not that. But yeah, I'm yeah. just saying, like, if a phone just, call or
yeah, yeah, coming, yeah. People yeah. like, hey, Kwai, like, can I? And I'll say that he did call for a little bit. Like, he'd be like, oh, let me speak to her. And, like, they would talk, blah, blah, blah. So if he was like, hey, like, you know, can we meet up so I can spend some time with y'all? Like, you know, I would have kept it up because, you know, like, he and I still speak. So I wouldn't have a problem. And I think he's a great guy. But that's that factor of me saying he was a single man who didn't have kids, so he didn't really understand what it meant to
be
to be around or somebody saying that I don't want you to meet my child yet. Like, I've dated guys who had kids and he was like, I understand, like, I know what you mean, like, I don't want to expose my kids to you. Yeah, and I don't know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? So it definitely becomes, you know, a headache. And then it's just like, like, I ain't gonna lie, when I first had my daughter, I was dating multiple guys. But it was just on some, like, because I just had a baby, I'm just trying to have a good time on another person's dime. Like, you know what right. I mean? And a guy, like, long as you don't give him no headaches and you fun, he gonna spend some money on you. So, but then that became a headache too, because then it was like, oh, I want your time, why can't I see you? And it just be like, bro, I got other obligations. And
right,
you know,
and my child come before anybody in this world. So with me, I don't know, because on top of me having a baby and I don't want to drop her off everywhere with other people, I really don't like her being away from me.
That's
so
a factor too. That's a
going
too.
On a date with somebody is like not really going to happen, because you can't come around my daughter and I'm not dropping my daughter off just to come around. I just feel like, why am I dropping my daughter off to come sit in somebody else's face? Like, that's just me.
Yeah.
Especially while she's so young. Maybe when she get older, I'll get over that. But, like, right now, I feel that way. And then also, you know, I just got out of a 6-year relationship. Like, I don't know nothing about dating. So imagine me trying to date somebody
with a new baby.
And then with a new baby on top of that. So it's just like, dog, I don't know. I'm uninterested.
Like, not even that. Let's talk on the topic of, like, people we know who are dating, but then have the co-parent trying to mess up their situation. Like, I've had friends
Donald Trump
who were dating, like, you know, them and the father co-parent, but then they'll be dating someone else and it just be a mess. Like, you know, the other partner is still is still jealous, so they're intervening in that person's relationship, and it becomes a lot, like, dating, and I just feel like dating is just, like, a broad topic. So many things can be talked about. I just think it's really, really hard. I just know for me right now, I don't want to date because there's so much I need to work on me, and I just feel like I want to be the best person I can be, and I feel like sometimes we get in these spaces with these guys and we be like, oh my God, why is he like this? But we're not realizing it. We're attracting, what we're attracting is within us. So exactly. If we keep attracting these bad guys or guys who ain't shit or guys who just want a little bit of, you know, kitty cat, it's because we're projecting something in us that's gravitating us to them, or we're liking what they're doing because we're not sure what we like. We're not sure what we want and looking for in a man. So I'm just like, right now, I just need to put it on pause until I'm ready. But then I also sit back and too be like, all right, so I'm 30, my daughter's 4, meaning she's like more knowledgeable. She understands a little bit more versus when she's younger. Like, what does dating look like to me? And I'm just like, at this point, I feel like if a person is not ready to move in with me, or feel like they want to spend the rest of my their life with me, then it's gonna put
marrying me in my mind. You don't need to be around my child.
But that doesn't mean that you have to decide then now either. But if you decide you want to meet my child, you should have it already in the back of your mind. Like, this is something that we're planning for a lifetime.
Right.
Because kids are like, they're so vulnerable and they don't know what is real and what's not.
And also for, you know, parents who co-parent, you also, if you're bringing a new person around your child, you also have to introduce that person to the other parent. I say this because it's so important. We always say, well, not we, me and Qua in particular, but females always say, don't have nobody around my baby, I don't know. But you know, guys have that right too. If they are in the child's life, not just to be bitter, but if they really feel as though they don't want any extra people around their child that they don't know, you have to respect that.
Right.
So that's another aspect too. It don't matter if he don't like them or anything like that. I mean, it do kind of matter. It depends on why he dislikes them. But you should also introduce that person to the person you're co-parenting with, if it gets that far. Now, if it don't get that far, keep that in the tuck. Don't even let the other person know. Because just like Kwai said, it'd be a lot of jealousy from the other parent, or, you know, trying to break it up, or, you know, and that goes both ways. I don't want to be that toxic person that wants to move on with my life, but don't want the other parent to move on with his life. Like, no, we're not doing that because that's not fair.
Right.
But, you know, that's something else with dating. You have to kind of let them know if it's becoming serious, especially if you're going to bring that person around your child.
Right. So as we're sitting here talking, I'm sitting here wondering, like, asking you a question. And I know you don't want to date, neither do I, but I'm like, what do you looking for a guy when you're dating? Like, what do you look for?
Like,
what do you look for?
Physically?
I'm talking about all aspects, physically, all of it. Don't leave nothing out. Whatever you look at, if you out and you look at a guy and be like, damn, he the one. What makes him look like he's the one?
Dark skin and skinny. No, but for real, I really like, I'm a goofball. Mm-hmm. So I need somebody that's going to make me laugh. And I want somebody that has a good head on their shoulders, because I am level headed, of course, as Quad know, and some of you may know, but you know, sometimes I fall underwater and I need you to be able to pick me up when I'm drowning so I don't drown completely.
Right.
You know, I need somebody to understand that I do have a daughter, and also I have other issues within myself. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's stuff that I gotta work on. So that's what I look for. But what about you?
For me, it's physical, mentally and spiritually. I feel like if I look at a guy first, he definitely has to be taller than me. I'm about 5'7", so I want you to be at a minimum of 6 foot, okay?
Oh, shit.
I love my man dark, preferably light toast, but if you're a little brown, okay, that's fine, too. I love my men a little stocky. I like them a little husky. Like, he gotta have big hands, so I'm a little thick, so you gotta be able to handle all this. He also has to dress clean. I don't prefer him to being a designer, but I just feel like you can wear anything. Like, as long as you know how to dress clean, like, your nails are clean, you have good hygiene, your teeth are clean, you have nice teeth, like, you take care of yourself. Your physical is not always about designer for me, but you have to look like you clean and you groom yourself. Because I do a lot of things, so whoever's my partner, if I'm out doing community service, like, I need you to look like you can actually look like something, depending on the setting you're in. Dress to occasion, basically.
Right.
When it comes to spiritually, I feel like you have to believe in the same faith as me, like God. I have dated other men outside of my religion. It becomes a little tricky because, you know, we all lead by different faiths. But I feel like at my age, if I'm with a man, I want him to lead me. And he can only lead me if we're going by the same faith. Mentally, I don't always feel like... So, I'm very educated. Like, I have...
Oh, we know Miss Almost Doctor.
I'm Almost Dr. Bo, okay? So, I'm to the point where you don't have to be as educated as I am. Like, I have dated men who weren't educated in this aspect of, like, they never went to school, but they were educated. So, as long as you're knowledgeable, you're in a space where you always want to learn, and you know what you want to do, I'm fine with that. And in that sense, I need a man who's going to be supportive and not be insecure about what I'm doing. Exactly. Like, you know, that's going to be in my corner rooting for me and knowing that if, like, we're a team, so whatever I'm accomplishing is going to affect you because you're a part of this life that I'm building. And, you know, someone, like, not even just all those things. Like, I need someone who's patient with me because I know I could be a headache and a lot. I need someone that's gentle. I need someone that's understanding, like... You know, who could be like, you know, babe, just calm down. Like, let's talk about it. I want someone who, my biggest thing, you need to be a communicator. If you cannot communicate, there's no need to go on with anything. And I feel like just from stuff that I'm reading on, like, healthy relationships and how people succeed, a lot of them say it's just more so communication and trust. So, like, those are the biggest things for me. But, child, you got to be dark and chocolate and tall with the meat on you because I get a little coated.
Oh, God. No, but I mean, I get exactly what you're saying. You basically, I would need somebody to just, like, be my opposite, but, you know, so you can level me out because I'm a hothead. I'm a firecracker. You know, I have anxiety.
Yeah.
I'm not always there mentally. I need somebody that's going to understand that. And when I can't, you know, when I can't perform what I need to do, I need you to be able to pick up the slack for me.
Right.
And then vice versa. If you need your slack picked up, I should be able to do that for you.
Yeah.
And I definitely need somebody who's very secure in who they are and who they are to you and their position in life. Mm-hmm. I just need all that. And
but one thing I did forget, and I do want to touch on this, the number one thing for me out of all the things I said, I need a man who is willing to take on the responsibility of being a father figure in my daughter's life. I'm going to say that again. I need a man who is willing, who does not feel like they are forced to take on the responsibility of being a father figure. And I said before, my situation where the father is absent. So there's that gap right there. So I just feel like in my eyes, if I'm with a man and he's trying to lead me and he doesn't feel the need to do that, then that's a problem for me because there's no way you can separate me and my daughter. So it's just like, I feel like if a guy off the rip, if we're talking about this conversation, he doesn't feel like he needs to either not even be a father figure, but be a positive role model in her life, then it's a dub for me because we're a package deal. Like, you can't overlook that part.
Right. Except my baby. I get it.
Exactly. So, you know, it's definitely difficult. There's so many different aspects of dating as moms, single moms, co-parenting, not co-parenting, that we could talk on. But it's just, you know, it's just you and I. So we only can really talk about what we know.
Right. And also, you know, my mom was a single parent when it was just me and her. My dad died when I was young. And I watched her date and not bring guys around me until, you know, she was ready. And then her husband came, and then it was just like, I ain't seen nobody else. And, you know, I just feel like, as I'm an adult and I talk to her now, she's, you know, she lets me know, like, the only people she has brought around me are the people that she know would never do anything, you know, to hurt me. And the thing about it is you can never be too sure when it comes to your child.
Sometimes you think you're 100% sure.
And then there it is. And, you know, I was fortunate that never happened to me. But I also understand what you're saying about the attachment issues. Because there have been men that my mom have been with for years. Most of my life, I've seen my mom, like, in a relationship with two guys.
Yeah.
And the first guy, once he broke up with my mom, he was gone.
Yeah.
Gone. And I mean, like, I ain't seen this man in over, what, 18 years.
Yeah.
And then my mother's husband, who even when, well, her ex-husband, once they got a divorce, I automatically put it in my head that, you know, he was going to leave. Mm-hmm. So it leave me too. So it was kind of like hard for me to accept him still trying to be a father figure when he was no longer with my mother. Right. So I kind of rebelled towards him more. Although he has been in my life longer than my father was in my life.
Right.
He has done more for me than my father has ever done, dead or alive.
Right.
But it still was like, because of my past issues, of course, with my father leaving, well, not leaving, let me not say, with my father dying, and then with the other guy leaving, when it came to him, you know, I was already damaged in that sense.
Yeah.
So that's something else, you know, us as women with children, we have to think about.
Yeah. I definitely, like I said, dating is a complex thing in general. It's just so complex. And I think there's not one root and one rule or a bunch of rules that's just for dating. I think dating is just a broad topic and everyone just picks what suits them under their umbrella.
We could pretty much go on about this forever, but we're not even going to do that.
We just kind of want to wrap it up. We would definitely appreciate you guys to kind of like put some feedback in. Like, you know, tell us what's worked, what didn't work. You know, so if you want to just write on our page, like maybe put a little bit of your experience of dating or some things that you struggle with that we may not have touched on that other people can relate to.
Please, we love your feedback. And if you have something that you would like to be discussed in the podcast, feel free to message the page or write on the page, and we will do our best to answer it within our next podcast.
Yes, because guys, this is something that we're trying to do to reach our audience, which is you. So if you can't, if you guys don't give us the feedback and tell us what, you know, what you guys want us to do, then there's no way we can really reach you as much as possible that you want. So, but although this is an enjoyment for me and my girl, because we can just sit and chat. But
forever.
Also, yes.
Let me tell y'all, me and this girl sat on the phone for 4 hours the other night talking about a bunch of nothing. And let me tell y'all something, them 4 hours felt like 4 minutes.
Yes.
That's the best type of conversations to have.
Exactly. So, again, give as much feedback as you want. Please write on our page. You know, write your comments, some things you just want to just talk about in general. We'll talk back, you know? It's your girls with the pink brunch with mothers.
Period. Bye.